Imagine waking up tomorrow with no alarm clock, working on projects you genuinely care about, and designing your life around your priorities rather than an employer's demands. This isn't a fantasy. It's the reality that the $100 startup blueprint makes possible. In today's world, where traditional career paths feel increasingly restrictive, a new model of entrepreneurship has emerged, one that requires minimal investment but delivers maximum freedom. This approach isn't about building the next billion-dollar unicorn. It's about creating sustainable businesses that support the lifestyle you actually want. The most successful micro-business owners aren't necessarily those with the highest revenues, but those who have crafted enterprises that consistently serve their vision of a well-lived life. What if the skills you already possess could be transformed into a viable business that provides both income and independence? The stories of ordinary people who've done exactly that suggest this path is more accessible than you might think. The journey to entrepreneurial freedom often begins with unexpected circumstances rather than grand ambitions. Consider Michael Hanna, who found himself suddenly jobless after years in corporate sales. Rather than desperately seeking another position, he noticed something peculiar about mattress stores. They all employed aggressive sales tactics that customers universally disliked. With just $1,000 and a contrarian approach, no hard selling, just education and fair pricing, Michael launched a mattress store that quickly became profitable. The key to micro-business success lies in finding what Guillebeau calls convergence, the sweet spot where your skills and passions intersect with what others will pay for. Not everything you love will make a good business, but when you discover activities you enjoy that also provide value to others, you've found entrepreneurial gold. This intersection creates businesses that feel authentic and sustainable because they draw on your natural strengths while meeting genuine market needs. What sets successful, unexpected entrepreneurs apart is their ability to recognize that what comes naturally to them might be precisely what someone else struggles with. Benny Lewis transformed his language learning techniques into a global business, helping others become fluent faster. Brandon Pears turned his piano teaching software into a thriving service for music educators worldwide. These entrepreneurs didn't start with business degrees or venture capital. They started with problems they could solve and skills they already possessed. At the heart of every successful micro-business lies value creation, providing something people want and will pay for. While this seems obvious, many businesses fail because entrepreneurs fall in love with their ideas without verifying customer demand. The V6 Ranch in California illustrates this perfectly. They don't just sell horseback riding, they sell freedom and escape from urban life. Similarly, Higher Ground Yoga delivers stress relief and emotional well-being, not just fitness classes. Customers purchase outcomes and transformations, not features. Value creation follows a simple framework. Identify a pain point, develop an effective solution, and make it accessible. This shifts focus from how can I make money to how can I help people, creating businesses that naturally attract customers without aggressive marketing. Consider products you've enthusiastically recommended to friends. They likely provided exceptional value by solving a problem or fulfilling a desire better than alternatives. That's the benchmark for your business ventures. The $100 startup model challenges traditional business approaches by advocating minimal investment and rapid testing instead of substantial startup capital and lengthy preparation. This lean methodology proves more effective in today's dynamic marketplace. Consider Jaden Hare's Steamy Kitchen blog, which started with just $200 and grew into a six-figure business by solving problems for home cooks. Similarly, Jana Drian and Omar Nouri tested market interest with a $500 investment in mat printing, expanding only after confirming customer demand. The model's accessibility is its strength. Entrepreneurs need only basic tools like a laptop and internet connection to reach global markets. Digital products can scale infinitely with minimal costs, while services require little more than a website and problem-solving skills. This approach isn't about quick riches, but creating sustainable freedom through value creation. By starting small and growing based on customer response, entrepreneurs can minimize risk while building something meaningful. The gap between struggling and thriving businesses often lies in how they package their value. Creating irresistible offers means thoughtfully combining benefits to make purchasing decisions obvious and compelling for customers. Jonathan Fields exemplifies this with his yoga studio transformation. He created a special 4-month unlimited package at reduced rates during traditionally slow December periods, successfully filling his studio during off-peak times while building a loyal customer base that extended into peak seasons. Effective offers anticipate and address both obvious and hidden customer objections. Strong FAQ sections and guarantees eliminate barriers by reducing perceived risk. Focus on outcomes rather than processes. Customers pay for transformations and solutions, not time. The most compelling offers blend multiple elements: clear value propositions, risk-reducing guarantees, valuable bonuses, and authentic urgency. Scott McMurrin's Alaska Tour Saver coupon book demonstrates this perfectly. Priced at $99.95, it leveraged both seasonal urgency and dramatic savings potential to create an irresistible offer. Strategic hustling means creating genuine connections and delivering value while building business visibility, not aggressive self-promotion. Elizabeth McCrellish demonstrated this by building an art workshop community in New Hampshire through exceptional experiences and organic connections, which generated powerful word-of-mouth promotion. John Moorfield gained national attention by offering 5-cent architecture advice at farmers markets during the recession, while Megan Hunt designs wedding dresses for influential bloggers who provide authentic social media exposure. Both examples show how creative approaches can build visibility through value creation. Strategic hustling requires clarity about your message and why it matters to your audience. Scott Meyer's community-focused business in Sioux Falls exemplifies how prioritizing genuine relationships over transactions creates a network that naturally generates opportunities. The most successful entrepreneurs focus on creating value at every interaction rather than pushing aggressive marketing. The true mark of entrepreneurial success is creating a business that enables your desired lifestyle and aligns with your values. Some entrepreneurs, like Cherie Vaillard, intentionally maintain smaller operations, running profitable software businesses that allow for location independence and minimal daily work hours while traveling full-time in an RV. Others find balance through controlled growth, like Tom Benn, whose bag manufacturing company maintains independence by selling directly to consumers, allowing quality-focused decisions rather than chasing mass-market appeal. Digital businesses offer particular flexibility. Photographer Kyle Hepp lives in Chile while shooting weddings globally, while Bernard Vukas provides Excel consulting to international clients from anywhere. These entrepreneurs deliberately structure their businesses to support geographical freedom. Maintaining this freedom requires regular business audits to ensure alignment with personal goals. These reviews examine revenue, marketing, pricing, and customer relationships to prevent building a successful business that fails to deliver the intended lifestyle benefits. The goal isn't to escape work, but to create work that matters while supporting your broader life vision. The key question becomes, how can your business serve your ideal life?